Welcome back to another episode of TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Today we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of Law & Order SVU, season 25, episode 5, to be exact. Now, if you haven't watched this episode just yet, listen at your own expense because there's gonna be spoilers. I would just like to note that I missed Amanda this episode. And I realized that though I wasn't a fan of Carisi's stance on this episode, it seemed like Amanda is the one to keep him on the victim's side, which makes me wonder if they took the opportunity of her not being there to explore the less sympathetic Carisi. And then the way Finn talked to him, like, Finn gets everything. I admire his views so much. He tries to be so compassionate to everyone. He made his character be who his character needed to be in each episode. And I think that that's an incredible skill that not every actor or actress has. I also feel that the longer that Carisi is in ADA, the less that he remembers about being a cop. And the all-wise Finn said, and I quote, "You gotta get out of your head and get into his head." Let's play the clip.
This is all an act. Claiming him and Joey are in love, pretending he doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not.
He's not faking, Carisi. You stay on those screens long enough, you'll convince yourself that that's reality and this right here is a simulation.
Come on, I don't buy it.
The longer you've been a DA, the less you remember being a cop. You gotta get out of your head and into his.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And kudos to Carisi for taking his advice and finally thinking like a cop when he brought in all the other clients to show that they all cared about Zoe, but they weren't deluded about the nature of their relationship with Zoe. And this Miller guy creeps me out so much, especially when he went to go visit Zoe's dad. And then when he recorded her was playing it back in court and his mouth was watering, that gave me the heebie-jeebies. Poor Zoe. Kat is becoming one of my faves because she's really fighting for these victims. And I hate how Carisi is forgetting all the things that he felt and seen when he was a cop. But you gotta admit, the fights between Kat and Carisi were kind of good. Let's play the clip.
Carisi, you're really just gonna let this happen?
Good morning to you too, Kat. How are you doing?
Not great. It's bad enough Gabe is allowed to represent himself in court, but now he gets to go to her apartment?
Well, it is the crime scene, and as of last January, the defense and the defendant are allowed to examine it.
Just so you know, Zoe is completely freaked out.
I understand that. I don't blame her.
She's insisting on being there.
That's not a good idea, but that's really up to her.
Well, is anything up to us? I mean, is there anything that you can do?
Do you mean, am I able to change a state law in the next hour? No.
It's not fair. Aren't you supposed to protect the victim?
Well, actually, my job is to uphold the law. Is there a reason that you don't like me?
I just can't believe that you were ever a cop.
After that scene, I can so see them being best friends. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. I hated this. Not the episode, but the situation. It's such a scary place for us women, and sometimes I believe that we're going back in time instead of progressing as a society. Like, I'm waiting for the day when we are not seen as objects, but also as females, as humans. Because rape culture is still alive well into 2021, and it's disgusting. And what Kat and Benson said really spoke to this.
The whole point of camming is that the woman controls the narrative. No physical contact, no STDs, no violence. It's supposed to be empowering.
But it doesn't make it safe.
Please don't patronize me. This never should have happened to her.
You're right.
It never should have.
Kat, let me walk you out.
She's upset with us now. What does she expect?
She just wants Zoe to be able to do whatever she wants to do.
Like, what would we do without Benson? So, add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings about what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, @lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I'm your host, Sherlandi Lewis, on TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. See you next episode.